Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a drum pattern that feels kind of stiff and gridlocked, and we're going to make it roll like proper jungle by editing drag notes. Drag notes are those tiny ghost hits, usually just before the main snare, that make the groove feel like it's being pulled forward. They're subtle, but they're a huge part of that late 90s urgency. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Let's build this from zero in Ableton Live, and I'll talk you through not just where to place things, but how to think about them like a drummer. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 172 works, but 170 is a nice center point for learning. Now create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Load in a punchy kick, a bright snare, a closed hat, and if you can, add an optional extra sound for drags, like a rim shot, a click, or a lighter snare. That separate drag layer is a cheat code, because a big snare sample doing everything tends to blur when you add little lead notes. Quick note, if you're using a break like the Amen or Think, you can still do this lesson exactly the same. Just layer these MIDI drags on top to add extra definition. Now create a 1-bar MIDI clip and open it up. Set your grid to 1/16. We're going to start with the Don't Fall Apart foundation. Kick and snare where the club expects them. Place a kick on 1.1.1. Place a snare on 1.2.1. Place another kick around beat 3. Start with 1.3.1. And place your second snare on 1.4.1. Loop it. That should already feel like the simplest drum and bass skeleton. It might sound plain, and that's perfect, because now we get to bring it to life. Here's the main move. We're going to create drag notes leading into the snare. Zoom into the first snare on 1.2.1. A drag is typically one or two very short notes just before the main hit. Think of it like a little stumble forward into the snare, not a separate loud event. Let's do the classic version first, a two-hit drag. Change your grid finer to 1/32. Now place two notes just before the main snare. One safe place to start is 1/16 before, and then 1/32 before. The exact positions can vary, but conceptually you're placing two quick taps that land right before 1.2.1. If you want a tighter, more modern vibe, you can do a one-hit drag instead, just a single note a 32nd before the snare. That's clean, tight, and it doesn't clutter the groove. Now, the difference between jungle finesse and machine gun mess is mostly velocity. Select your main snare hits and keep them strong. Think in the range of about 105 up to 127. Then select your drag notes and pull them way down. Start around 25 to 60, depending on your samples. If you add extra ghost notes later, those can go even lower, like 15 to 45. As you do that, listen for the illusion you're trying to create. The drag should feel like momentum, not like another snare you added. If you clearly hear snare, 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 it's probably too loud, too early, or using too heavy a sample. This is where I want you to think like a drummer for a second. Two-hit drags feel more human when the velocities have a shape, like hands moving. Try a ramp up, maybe 30 for the first drag, then 55 for the second drag, then your main snare big. That ramp is super common in jungle because it creates that sense of acceleration into the hit. You can also try a ramp down, like 50 then 30, which feels lazier and more dragged out. Or do accent then ghost, like 45 then 20, which adds texture without getting busy. There's no single correct choice, you're painting a feel. Now let's talk about lead and distance, because this matters more than people realize. Don't get locked into it must be 1/32. Instead, audition how close those drags are to the snare. Very close, like 5 to 10 milliseconds before, becomes more of a tick. Medium, like 15 to 25 milliseconds, gives you a clear tug. Wide, like 30 to 45 milliseconds, starts to become a flam that you can really hear. The rule is simple. Keep the main snare anchored and move only the leadin' hits. Here's a quick micro-timing check that will save you a lot of frustration. If the drags blur the snare transient, they're probably too late, meaning they're landing too close to the snare or even overlapping in a way that smears the punch. If the drags sound like separate hits, they're probably too early, meaning the spacing is so wide that your ear hears them as a mini fill. Adjust in tiny increments and loop it while you tweak. Now, how do we add swing without making it sloppy? Method 1 is manual nudging. Turn the grid off and nudge just the drag note slightly earlier or later. Often, a tiny bit early makes it feel like it's pulling into the snare. We're talking micro moves, not move at a 16th, more like move at a few milliseconds. Method 2 is the groove pool, and this is super beginner friendly. Open the groove pool and grab something like an MPC 16 swing in the 55 to 65 range. Try 58 as a starter. Apply it to your clip and keep it subtle. timing around 10 to 25%, velocity maybe 0 to 10%, and random very low, like 0 to 5%. And a big principle here, jungle is energetic, not drunk. Swing is seasoning, not the main ingredient. Alright, now we add the secret sauce. Supporting ghost notes. Put a very quiet snare ghost after the main snare, maybe around 1.2.3 or 1.2.4, and add another quiet ghost leading into the second snare, around 1.3.4 into 1.4.1. Keep these low, like 15 to 35 velocity. You're not trying to hear them loudly, you're trying to feel the groove roll. Then add closed hats. You can do 1/8 or 1/16. If you do 1/16 hats, add small velocity changes so they don't sound like a typewriter. Slightly accenting offbeats can give a classic rolling feel. Now do a quick mute test to separate groove from mess. Mute your hats temporarily. Listen to only kick, snare, and ghosts. If it still rolls and feels forward, your drag programming is doing the work. If it suddenly feels empty and stiff, you might be relying on hat density instead of good drag placement. Fix the drags first, then bring the hats back. At this point, your pattern should already feel more like jungle. Next, let's make it sound a bit more record ready with a simple stock processing chain. On your drum rock or drum group, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need more snap, a gentle boost somewhere in the 3 to 7 kHz range can help, but be careful, that area can get harsh fast, especially once you add saturation. Next, add drum bus. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very light, like 0 to 10%. Boom either off or low, only if it helps the kick. Damp around 10 to 30% if things get sharp. And push transients up, like plus 5 to plus 20, to bring back punch. Then add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip, put drive around 2 to 6 dB, turn on soft clip, and then lower the output so you're not tricking yourself with extra loudness. If you want to glue the kit a little, add glue compressor on the group. Keep it gentle. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. One warning. Don't crush your drag notes. If compression clamps them so hard that they disappear or become clicky in a bad way, back off the compressor, slow the attack, or reduce the drag velocities. Now, before we arrange, one more sound design trick that's insanely effective. Make a dedicated drag layer pad. If you have a rim or click sample, put it on its own pad and treat it differently than the main snare. High pass it higher than you think, like 200 to 400 Hz, so it's mostly attack. Shorten its decay and release so it stays tight. And you can even pitch it up a couple semitones, like plus 1 to plus 5, so it speaks without needing volume. If the drags vanish when the mix gets busy, don't just crank their velocity. Instead, add transient clarity. A tiny bit of drum bus just on that drag chain, with transients up and minimal drive, can make it pop through. Or a touch of saturator with soft clip can add harmonics so it reads on small speakers. And keep stereo discipline. Main snare mostly centered. If you want excitement, widen only the drag layer a little with utility, like 120 to 160%. If it starts sounding facey, back it down. You can also add a tiny room just for the drags. Put hybrid reverb on a return track, choose a short room, decay under about 0.6 seconds, high pass the returns so it doesn't get muddy, and send only a little. That makes drags feel like sticks moving in air, while the main snare stays punchy and direct. Alright, now let's make it musical, not just a loop. Duplicate your one bar groove out to two bars. Then think of it like call and response. In bar 1, keep it simple, maybe just a single tight lead-in into the first snare. In bar 2, make it a little busier, a two-hit drag into the second snare, or a slightly wider flam feel. That contrast instantly stops it from sounding copy-pasted. Then stretch the idea across 16 bars with an intensity ladder. Bars 1 to 4, minimal drags, just enough to establish the feel. Bars 5 to 8, add a second drag occasionally, especially as you approach bar 8. Bars 9 to 12, introduce one special variation. Maybe a tiny after snare grace note, meaning a little drag right after the snare instead of before. Or for old school tension, briefly switch to a triplet grid and do a quick run that ends on the snare, super low velocities until the last note. Bars 13 to 16, remove a few hats to create space, and save your strongest drag for the final bar as a pre-drop cue. And here's a fill trick that doesn't wreck the dance floor, a micro fill. In the last half beat of bar 16, Add a quick drag pattern and remove one kick hit in that moment. That space makes the fill land harder, and you still keep the downbeat solid. Now let's lock in the mini practice exercise for today. At 170 BPM, program your one bar kick and snare foundation. Add one tight drag into the snare at 1.2.1, about a 30 second before, velocity around 40. Add a two hit drag into the snare at 1.4.1, 232 NDS leading in, and ramp the velocities, like 30 then 55. Apply a groove pull swing, MPC 16 swing 58, timing about 15%. Then bounce a quick audio loop and listen away from the screen. Ask yourself two questions. Do you feel the pull into the snare, and does the main snare still land hard? If it feels messy, your first fix is usually reduce drag velocity. Your second fix is tighten the lead-in distance, and always keep the main snare on grid while you troubleshoot. Before we wrap up, here are the most common beginner mistakes to avoid. Drags too loud, so they compete with the snare and steel impact. Too many drags everywhere, so the pattern turns into constant chatter. Moving the main snare off grid and accidentally making the whole track feel late. Overdoing swing so it gets wobbly, and using one big snare sample for both main hits and drags, which smears the transient. Recap. Drag notes are quiet, tight lead-in hits before the main snare that create jungle momentum. Your main controls are velocity, lead-in distance, micro timing, and sample choice. Use groove pull lightly, and keep your main snare stable. A simple stock chain like EQ8 into drum bus into saturator gets you punch and grit without overcomplicating. And the real magic happens when you arrange drag intensity over 16 bars so the groove evolves. For homework, make a 2-bar groove with two different drag characters. Bar 1 tight and close, bar 2 wider and more obvious. Create a dedicated drag layer pad and high-pass it so it's mostly attack. Then do a 3-listen test. Normal volume, very quiet, then loud for 10 seconds. Adjust anything that gets annoying by taming highs or transients, not just by turning it down. Export two versions, a clean one and a busier one, as 8-bar audio files. This audio version is shortened for playback.